From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Nepal's earthquake death toll rises to more than 7,500. The government in Nepal says the death toll from the April 25th earthquake has risen to more than 7,500. Monday, rescue officials discovered the bodies of 100 people, including several foreigners, victims of an avalanche near a popular trekking route north of Kathmandu. Another 14,000 are known to have been injured in the 7.8 magnitude quake. U.S. helicopters are supporting international relief operations, airlifting supplies to remote communities. Bill Burgers with the U.S. Agency for International Development.
It's going to be very difficult. It's difficult in the best of times in Nepal. Every year it's a mountainous country. Every year parts of the country get cut off. But if we can move our air assets out and get the supplies that we have out quickly, we can get people provisioned before the onset of the monsoon.
Nepal's Home Ministry Secretary said the U.S. aircraft would also airlift victims out of remote areas that suffered some of the worst damage. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Nairobi Monday announced $45 million in new aid to assist Kenya and the U.N. with the care of hundreds of thousands of refugees who escaped fighting in Somalia.
This funding is part of our effort to maintain our longstanding commitment and Kenya's longstanding commitment to be able to provide haven to refugees. What this money will mean is better schools. It means access to health clinics. It means safer housing and clean water to drink. And it will benefit not only refugees, but also particularly the Kenyan communities who graciously act as hosts.
Mr. Kerry also criticized South Sudan's leaders for squandering the promise of the world's newest nation and backed up his call with funding for a hybrid court of justice to hold those responsible for the violence. This is VOA News. Waves of migrants risking the dangerous Mediterranean journey to head to Europe from Libya continues. Italian officials are struggling to find ways to care for nearly 7,000 new refugees rescued at sea over the past 3 days, ending Monday. Carlotta Sami is a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Of course, it's a struggle. It's a daily struggle, in particular when so many people arrive in 1 day or 2 days. We are speaking about almost 7,000 people in a weekend. So the system is, of course, under pressure.
Authorities say at least 10 migrants drowned in the past few days following a series of shipwrecks that killed hundreds. European leaders last month agreed to strengthen the EU presence at sea. Israel's government Monday pledged a crackdown on racism and discrimination aimed at Ethiopian Jews. The pledge followed protests involving hundreds of Ethiopians in Tel Aviv Sunday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with an Israeli soldier from Ethiopia of Ethiopian descent who was beaten at the hands of police and sparked the protests. Mr. Netanyahu called him an exemplary soldier, one who sets an example for others because of his call to end the violence. He said the beating of a soldier is unacceptable and must be corrected. Nigeria's military Monday said troops killed nearly 30 suspected militants in a weekend operation in Central Plateau State following the killing and mutilation of 6 soldiers. The army denies firing indiscriminately on civilians, but one local ruler said as many as 80 people, including women and children, were killed by soldiers. Plateau State is in Nigeria's so-called Middle Belt, where mainly Christian South meets the majority Muslim North. The area has been plagued by sectarian violence in recent years. The latest international effort to find an elusive end to the conflict in Syria begins Tuesday in Geneva, where UN envoy Staffan de Mistura will spend weeks meeting with those involved in the fighting and others who want to play a role in seeing it stop. The talks aimed at determining whether the will and conditions exist to restart the peace process. The UN mediated 2 rounds of talks more than a year ago with the goal of brokering a ceasefire and setting into motion a Syrian-led political transition to lead the country out of the crisis. Thailand's ailing king, Bhumibol Adulyadet, the world's longest reigning monarch, has made a rare public appearance to celebrate the 65th anniversary of his coronation. Television stations in Thailand broadcast live as the widely revered 87-year-old king left the Bangkok hospital where he has spent the last several months. The king, now in a wheelchair, has rarely left the hospital after having his gallbladder removed in October. Concerns about his health were heightened in December when he failed to appear publicly for his birthday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.